Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Luke 21-8 is about power and authority. Ekousia can be translated either power or authority. Context dictates. When Jesus was questioned by the chief priests, scribes, and elders, the context calls for the usage of authority. Tell us, by what authority do you do these things? Or who is it that gave you this authority? Authority and power go together. In one sense, they're interchangeable, yet they are different. One can have authority without power, and one can have power without authority. I can buy a weapon, and I have power, and I can track down and kill all the drug dealers that are coming into my neighborhood, but I don't have the authority to do that. A nation may have an army which is authorized to go to war, but if it's not armed or trained, it has no power to carry out that which it was authorized to do. Jesus has both power and authority, and he demonstrated this when he healed the paralytic and forgave his sins. That you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." The question put to Jesus while he was teaching in the temple during Holy Week was, "So who gave you the authority to do these things?" These things refer to his coming into the temple and teaching and preaching the gospel. This is Rite Vocatis stuff. Augustine of 14. No one should publicly teach or preach or administer the sacraments in the church without rite vocatus, being called according to the rite, the rite. So the priest, chief priests, scribes, and elders were within their rights in asking Jesus about the source of his authority to teach. Although their motives were hypocritical, even evil, and of murderous intent. But Jesus' response is amazing on many levels. It's the responsibility of the teachers to ask the questions. They asked in order to teach, to get students to think and to learn, but also to assess what they know and what they understand. What Jesus does is he becomes the teacher of the teachers of the church. And instead of answering their question, he asks them a question. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from man? The chief priests, scribes, and elders feared the people who believed that John was a true prophet. If they said that the baptism was just from man, they would, in effect, be rejecting a prophet of God, and the punishment is to be stoned. So, in short, the teachers of the church who refused to go with the people to repent and be baptized in the Jordan were not even willing to die for their convictions, even as they plotted killing Jesus for his. So Jesus told them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Yet even when Jesus refused to reveal the source of his authority, at the same time he was laying it all out there for them to see and for us to see. It was at his baptism in the Jordan River by John that Jesus was ordained into the holy ministry as the chosen suffering servant who was sent to save all people from their sins. And when Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, the heavens were opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice from heaven came, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." When Jesus was ordained, placed into office, authorized to do the things that a Savior is to do, his ordination service included the most dramatic, explicit demonstration, manifestation of the Holy Trinity ever seen on earth. Thus, Jesus could pray the high priestly prayer, Father, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. The Son did not send himself to be Savior of the world. He did not authorize himself to teach or to be sacrificed on the cross. He who brings salvation to the whole world as a gift is himself a gift. And the same is true today of pastors and teachers in the church. Following Matins this morning, President Rast will confer the Master of Divinity degree on Solomon Ayagri. And just in case there's somebody here with the audacity to interrupt the ceremony, possibly saying something foolish like, "President Rast, who gives you the authority to honor this man from Ghana?" Well, just let me forewarn you, he knows the answer. In fact, both the academic dean and the president are well-armed. They know where their authority comes from. Not even presidents do the things that they do without an authority that has been given to them. And where does it come from? Well, you can just listen to them when they give the presentation. They'll tell you. This is a great day for Solomon, for his wife, for the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana. But it's not the biggest day. There's a bigger day coming along. There's a bigger authorization that will come when Solomon returns to Ghana. And there, in the presence of his church, he will be ordained into the office of the Holy Ministry. Jesus was asked, "Tell us by what authority you do these things." And as we heard, these things refer to teaching in the temple, preaching the gospel, and within a few days, he would be instituting the Lord's Supper. One day, very soon, seems like it's been a long time, but one day, very soon now, Evangelist Solomon will be home in Ghana, where he will preach, where he will consecrate and distribute the body and blood of our Lord. And like Jesus in the home of the paralytic, he will forgive sins. And if somebody asks you, "Who do you think you are? Who are you to forgive sins and to preach salvation by grace alone and give people bread and wine and say, the body and blood? Who are you?" Well, you can answer with the words from our holy absolution as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, "I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So you see, it's about power and authority, but not the kind of power and authority the world has in mind. It's about the power of the preached gospel. It's about humble servants of Christ simply doing what they were told to do by Jesus and authorized to do by Jesus. And if they don't do it, like the chief priests and scribes and elders, then they and we are all in big trouble. And we don't want to go there. Lord have mercy. We don't want to go there. In the name of Jesus.